What is going on, Panthers Nation? Carolina Dad here, back with Mock Draft 3.0. Hey, if you know how to do this, you know that I like to do the mock draft, come back, tell you who I picked, give you a little bit of information on that person. Let's jump right in. First up on the list, at pick 33 today, I chose Troy Franklin. Troy Franklin was still available, believe it or not. I said, we got to have this guy. Explosive playmaker, wide receiver. 6'3", 187 pounds. You saw the video that I put together of the wide receiver prospects out of Oregon. Yeah, he was the guy. And I think Leggett was available. McConkey was available. There was a few other guys that were on the board still. But for me, after I personally have gone through the film myself, and this is just my opinion, I had to go with Troy Franklin. He was my pick. And let's take a look. And I'll pull it up for myself so we can talk about his stats. Solid year, 81 receptions, 1,383 receiving yards, 14 receiving touchdowns, 17.1 yards per reception. He followed up the 2023 season out of the 2022 season. And in 2022, he had 891 yards. Comes out with 1,383 yards, like I said. Fuck. When you look at Troy Franklin, I don't know that he's going to be around at pick 33. Looking out at some of the, and DraftBuzz does a great job at this. So DraftBuzz will consolidate some of the latest rankings by other outlets. So PFF has Troy Franklin ranked as the 26th best player in the draft. DraftBuzz has him at 27. And then it flows in between 31 up to 46th as far as like overall ranking. His average is about 37.7, and he's about the number 7 overall wide receiver. So it's a chance. It's a chance that he falls, but the likelihood of that, you know, just based off of what I've seen, is slim. I could see him and a few others that really want a wide receiver going and getting him day one. Next up, at pick 65, we have Jonah Ellis, who is an edge outside linebacker hailing out of Utah. This past season, he recorded 12 sacks, one forced fumble, 37 tackles, and 23 solo tackles. So I went with an edge outside presence, outside linebacker here, waiting to find out what Brian Burns is going to do, but knowing that we need a playmaker. And as I went through, this is today, I went through probably 4 or 5 mock drafts myself. And the later I got into deciding that I wanted to get an edge rusher, the worse the talent got, which makes sense. So I went ahead today in this mock, decided to go and get an edge rusher earlier. Now, talking through where he stacks up, let's take a look. So when you look at the overall rankings across, again, the many outlets, he averages at about 68. And so for me to get him at 65 is a bit of a stretch, but quite a few outlets have him really as a second round draft pick. And that includes PFF, who has him ranked as the 36th overall best player. Not just best at his position. DraftBuzz has him around 49th. Let's see what the other outlets. Sports News, 55th. Walter Football, 65. And it kind of goes up from there. But valuable talent. And we know that we're going to need an edge rusher because the edge rush presence outside of Brian Burns has been non-existent. So that's why I went with Jonah Ellis here with pick 65 in round 3. Next on my list with pick 102, this is in the 4th round, Braylon Allen, running back out of Wisconsin. Yes, I know we have the 2 running backs on the roster with Chuba Hubbard and Miles Sanders, but I wanted a playmaker, and I wanted someone that could help Bryce Young in his development. Rushing attack last year, he had 984 rushing yards, 5.4 yards per carry, 12 rushing touchdowns, 28 receptions, 131 yards. I know there's a lot of other prospects. This is a big back. 6'2", 245 pounds. I'm guessing measurement-wise, he may come in a little bit smaller. But you're talking about a Derrick Henry. Like, you don't need to go get Derrick Henry. You have Derrick Henry right here that you can draft to pair alongside Chuba Hubbard, Miles Sanders, maybe even a speedy back over the next year or two. But, man, this dude is huge. And let's talk about where he stacks up right now. When you look at some of the outlets, some people are really high, some people are really low. His average ranking is about 83rd. So me getting him at 102, I was available. And again, a lot of this goes when you're looking through these drafts, you're trying to think about who's the best available player. And who's a position that you already haven't drafted? And in this case, he was the guy. So that's who I ended up rolling with. All right, y'all. So we can't solve all of our issues through the draft, but I know the cornerback position is one that we're going to be looking at, whether it's free agency. I'm going to address it in the draft today. I did 32 tackles and 22 solo tackles. I went back with defense. I was, you know, back and forth. Do I want to go with an offense, the position player to help out Bryce Young, or do I go with best available and address a position of need? And for me, I was like, okay, he's on the board. And when you look at where he stacks up and where I got him, it was another one of those no-brainers, because I don't even know that he would be here. He's the 25th ranked cornerback average, about 86th overall is his rank. So it was like, if he's available at pick 165, that is like going well above what anyone would have expected. I mean, if you look out here, let's see, I'm trying to look at the, even PFF has him at 104. A lot of others have him in the 60 to 95 range. The highest with Draft Buzz is 111. We're talking about getting a guy that really should be like a third or fourth round pick all the way here out in the fifth round. And I think it helps with the cornerback room, because right now you have Jackson. Maybe you bring back Troy Hill. We know about J.C. Horn. But we are going to need someone there to fill in for C.J. Henderson, who's likely going to be out. So that's the pick. Next on the list, we have Javon Baker. 6'1", 208-pound wide receiver out of UCF. For me, I have a bold prediction that we're going to draft two wide receivers. I don't know that that's the case. But since I predicted it, I did it today. And I think we've got a pretty good one. This would be a late round win for everyone. So we're talking 52 receptions, 1,139 receiving yards, 7 touchdowns, 21.9 yards per reception. Looking at where he stacks up. You look at some mixed grades, not as many people out here now. There's really 4 grades overall. Draft Buzz has him around 186, which is where I drafted him, close to where I drafted him. PFF, 112. Pretty big gap there. PFF thinking this guy is a 4th round, maybe 5th round selection. We're able to get him in the 6th round. It adds another weapon, a little bit bigger weapon for Bryce Young. And again, I am all about let's add as many people as we can on the offensive side of the ball to help him, to help his development, and give us in this offense a chance. Closing it out, I could not forget about the offensive line. I think we're going to address the offensive line possibly through a free agent, maybe through the draft. What's available as you go get your receiver or you get whoever you get next. And you start running out of, you know, pickings are thin. But hey, 6'5", 308-pound guard out of Michigan, who I think could help. And again, it's one of those things where we saw some undrafted free agents contribute to the team last year. We looked at Zavala. We look at Jensen, those kind of guys. I know Zavala was drafted. But you look at what they may be able to do. So that's why I put him on the list. I know it's late. Overall, I mean, I got him in. That tells you the player that you're going to get. But hey, you're drafted this late. You got to prove something. That's why you're here. PFF has him ranked at 177. So I'd say we did get a little bit of a win there. Draft Buzz, on the other hand, 241. So they thought I was reaching. But hey, either way, offensive line gets Bryson help. And hey, that's all you can ask for. All right, folks, that is all that I have for today. Mock draft 3.0 in the books, 4.0 coming later this week. And as we get closer to the draft, you guys, y'all know how this works. I will be putting a lot more content together. Y'all have a good one.